50 years, I don't know that it's ever been used, to my knowledge.
Okay.
We just say countryman or someone from the city to make the difference.
Okay, and how do you normally refer to people whose skin is black?
Colored people. All Negro.
And if you were angry with a Negro or thought he was just no good at all, is there any other name you used to call him?
We didn't call them that, but I know you have reference to a nigger.
Yeah. So.
No, I've never heard anybody call another that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We used to say a colored person, and if they were talking directly to them, they wouldn't call them anything. Like I said, as far as my experience has been through all of the years, that they were very friendly.
Good.
But that was any feeling of unkindness between the two races as far back as I can remember. They were always very friendly, and one depended upon the other.
Yeah, that's...
And they actually did that. They depended upon each other. And they were very respectful, and they loved the white people, and the white people appreciated the love of them. That was my experience with the races as far back as my family, as I can remember.
That's good.
And we've had a servant most all of my life, but they were always just on friendly terms, but they just stayed apart, lived apart, entirely apart, but were good friends.
It was by choice then, I think.
By choice. And that's the way I think it should be. They're much happier, and the whole world would be better off if they could still just have a choice and not forced. I think that's been a great mistake. I think it's brought about all this trouble that exists between the races, all brought about, in my opinion, by this very thing of trying to force them to be one, to integrate and become one. They're not intended. God didn't intend for people to be one race. If so, he would have created just one race. I believe that firmly. He made the different races, and I think he intended them to stay within their own races, not to mix.
And any time any person is forced to do something, it's naturally going to react against it.
Certainly. And I think that has brought about all this trouble. If they could have had a choice, just not force them, I think they would have always remained friendly. Things would have been much better. That's my honest opinion.
I kind of agree with you.
I'm sure that's the cause of the whole thing.
Okay. How do you normally refer to people whose skin is colored?
Colored people.
Whose skin is like yours or mine?
Oh, complexion.
Well, like a Caucasian.
Oh.
You just say he's a white person?
Or yes, white or black. We usually just say Caucasian.
Okay, and do you know of any insulting words that some Negroes might use to refer to white people they didn't like?
No, I really don't.
Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his son came along and just broke it very carelessly. You might say that the man got awfully what about it?
Angry.
Okay.
Mad.
And suppose you've been working hard all day, and you come in and flop down in the chair and say, "Boy, I'm
tired." That's all.
Okay. And at school, if a child doesn't feel very good, the nurse might send him home. And you'd say, "Well, I came home because I, at school,
was sick."
Okay. And if a person has a sick feeling right here, you'd say that he feels sick?
On his stomach.
Okay.
I'm going to say on and not in. Because it's in his stomach, really, but everybody says sick on the stomach.
That's what we were wondering, because people say all sorts of different things.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. Nauseated, nauseous.